It's been 1 year since students at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign broke campus rules to form a major pro-Palestinian encampment. For nearly 2 weeks, hundreds gathered near the Quad to demand the U of I pull back its financial investments from weapons companies and the State of Israel. 1 year later, the campus's political climate is in a much different place. Students are more hesitant to protest, and for many, their decision to speak out has taken a toll. IPM's May Antar and Emily Hayes have more on where those activists are today and how the U of I administration has responded to those demonstrations.
This spring semester, there aren't any tents or teach-ins on the Quad. There are just students playing, studying, and lounging around.
What is my purpose here? Like, what am I doing? Like, what am I willing to sacrifice for this cause?
Jenna says these questions are running through many activists' minds since last year's encampment. She's an organizer and a member of Students for Justice in Palestine, or SJP. We've given her an alias because she's concerned for her safety. With a new president in the White House, some are facing more consequences for speaking out. The Trump administration has revoked visas for dozens of international students at the U of I, and many more nationwide for their involvement in protests. Following the encampment, the university sanctioned SJP and other student groups. Another SJP organizer, who we'll call Noor, thinks administrators are trying to make it harder to protest.
Fear-mongering is a really big tactic that the university uses, and last semester, it was something that was difficult to come out from.
Last year, some weren't willing to take the risk and protest in the encampment. Community Palestinian and activist Dua El-Dessouki didn't participate. She says back then, she didn't want to get arrested and lose her ability to keep mobilizing for the cause.
You know, years ago, it was like, okay, you stand up for Palestine, that's the fight. Now we're also fighting the ability to stand up for Palestine.
Today, she says if another mass demonstration were to happen, she would really need to weigh the consequences before deciding. For several students, the decision to protest has come at a cost. According to organizers, around 8 university students and local residents were charged with mob action felonies. That's the act of coming together with the intention to commit a crime. But attorney Evan Bruno, whose firm represents 4 of the defendants, says that's not the case with his clients. He says the proof of a criminal act is supposed to come before charges, but in these cases, it's the opposite.
It's the protest itself that must be punished, and now we need to grasp at straws to find something that they did that was wrong. And that worries me.
One student protester was initially charged with felony mob action, but reached an agreement to have his charges dropped. He's chosen to remain anonymous for safety reasons. He says he wants to continue to stand up for Palestinians, but now he has to think first before deciding how.
It's a bit frustrating to not know exactly what would feel the best for me and what would where I would fit in best.
In this changing political climate, activists on the U of I campus are looking for new and safer ways to continue to fight for what they believe in. Noor, with Students for Justice in Palestine, says the group is making sure people know their rights and how to protect themselves when making their voices heard.
These precautions that we're taking are just just prove how much the university is complacent in protecting their students. And now we have to protect ourselves.
She says an encampment is not the only way to make a difference, and they are still looking for ways to take a stand. May Antar, IPM News.
And I'm Emily Hayes. The summer after the pro-Palestinian encampments, the U of I updated its policies on free speech. When the group Students for Environmental Concerns planned a protest in September, they tried to follow those rules.
We were on the steps of Follinger, and we left 2 stairways on both sides so people could get to class. It is our goal to, you know, make a disturbance. It is not our goal to shut down classes.
Despite the attempt, the university disciplined the student and others in the group. Speaking at a protest this month, she asked to remain anonymous because she was censured, and further censures at other protests would mean greater consequences. Her punishment was to write an essay about what she did wrong.
It was difficult to write because a lot of these things were, we were being charged with using amplified sound, we were being charged by like walking and stuff like that.
University spokesperson Robin Kaler has said Students for Environmental Concerns violated longstanding policies like obstructing pedestrian traffic and using a bullhorn within 50 feet of a classroom. She says many demonstrations have happened on campus since the recent policy changes without incident. But students say the policy, combined with what they've seen happen to other protesters, are having a chilling effect on free expression. A student with Coalición de Estudiantes Latine asked to be anonymous for fear of backlash from either the university or the Trump administration for protesting.
If they get caught, they might lose scholarships. They might, you know, remove from the school. And a lot of us, our community back home is dependent on us getting an education.
He says the policies around noise levels, space reservations, and having to identify yourself to campus staff create fear. He wants the university to roll back its recent policy changes and listen to students, saying when they protest, they're voicing a disconnect between students and administrators. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.